Merry Christmas. Another year is passing and a new year will begin. Time goes by so quickly without feeling that it does, doesn't it? We get glimpses and reminders, the inevitable changes in time. A man or a woman in front of us used to be a child whom we knew. Our body that seemed to be unbreakable, I'm talking about my body, and worked like a well-oiled machine start to stiffen, to slow down and ache. We suddenly realize and accept at one point or another that time does not wait. Time is not dependent on anything or anyone but one, God. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says, God has made everything beautiful in time. I don't know about you, but when things do not go the way I think things should, I find it hard to be grateful and not be doubtful about what God is doing at times. Kind of like what Christian said about Dylan being sick. My faith is shaken depending on my perception of my circumstances. I find myself questioning God, why? Why me? Being patient and waiting on God are also a struggle. In short, it's hard to see beauty when things don't go on our own terms or schedule. Yet in Ecclesiastes 9:3-9-15, it says, what do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy, to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure it forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Whatever it is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. God is the one in control, and he owns time. During the time that God has brought me here at our church, TMEC, ever since I was 12 years old, I have seen how beautiful God's timing is. His hands move and work just on time. I have also experienced his love and definitely faithfulness in time. He is always awesome in this place. I am grateful to God for his work in TMEC because it is through them that I experience and know him more deeply. He had also never denied me of joining him in his work through this church. For that, I am grateful of him. It is an honor, and I am grateful of the time he has given me and continues to give me. I don't know what my future holds, and it's sometimes scary if I think about it, but may God help me that I will choose to hold on to him. In Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, it says, there is time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. May we as church be wise and use the time God has given us wisely that glorifies him. Jesus exemplifies that from the time he was born until he died and died and rose again. He glorified God with his time and was never idle. Jesus, in 3 years of his ministry, accomplished much and saved the world at his death. He's not asking us to die and save the world, because that was his part. But he did command us in Matthew 28:19 to go and make disciples of all nations. And so, church, we must, in the time he has given us. That's my prayer for myself and for our church. Merry Christmas.